good morning. 7:35, Brock Hunter. Happy Monday. Watch out for them effing dinosaurs everywhere. Anyway, we got to keep it moving. Hey, honk, honk. Folks, it's time for your topic of the day. Of course, as always, brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. There's a good chance you've walked through a Specialite door and you've gone to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant. Check them out. Specialite, right here, Southwest Michigan. Mm-hmm. Your topic for today, what was your, wow, this really is a small world moment. You know, this world is a big place, right? There's a lot to do, but there's just times, though, when you just, what's things happen, and it's like, God, this is a small world.
It's a small world after all.
It's a small world. Yeah, that weird, creepy-ass ride there at Disneyland. Mm-hmm. Mine actually happened here, right here in Southwest Michigan. Kiki and I were out on I think it was like a lunch date or something like that. Maybe, mm-hmm. you know, like so midday, just a random time. And we were over at the tavern, or no, where were we at? We were at
Bistro.
Bistro, yeah, Bistro on the Boulevard. Thank you. God, you remember. You were there in the bushes watching.
I wasn't.
But anyway, we were there having a nice little lunch, and it just happened to strike up a conversation. This was before all the craziness, probably like 2 years ago. But we just happened to strike up a conversation with a couple that was sitting next to us. Like, oh, hey, well, you know, just doing what you do, saying hi to people. And we ended up finding out that they knew my best friend Dwight and his wife Ashley. They were best friends with them. They were from literally like 15 minutes from where I grew up.
What?
And the
which
only
is in
reason
Wisconsin,
they were, yeah,
which is a far ways away.
The only reason they were here, they were just like, oh, we decided to take a random weekend trip and decided to come over here. So out of all the places to go, all the places to be at that given time, someone who lived literally 20 minutes from where I grew up, not even, and knew my best friend from high school was sitting right next to us.
You know, that's the greatest thing about that situation, too, after you find that out about each other. Well, now we don't have a choice. We have to be best friends now.
Yeah.
You know, the night just gets better after that. Like, I feel like we know each other.
That's what really trips me out when I think these small world moments. Out of all the places to be, there are, what, 6 billion people on this earth? All right, there's literally a million places you can go, and that's it. That's where you decided to sit
right there
at this time, and we happen to strike up a conversation. It's just so weird. It's so weird.
$20 says you guys took a shot after you found that out.
We did. We did. I think we got a flight of shots, to be honest. And then I remember.
You have to.
Yeah. So that's mine. What's your small world moment?
I got a good one, too, man. It was weird. It was way back in, I was a freshman in high school, and I was going on spring break. We're on our way to Florida. And we were in Georgia. We got off the highway, but we went way off the highway to go to a certain store or something. But on that way to that store, we stopped at a gas station. Mm-hmm. This is probably 9 miles off the highway, right? I'm in there. I'm in a gas station looking for a candy bar, I think it was. And I bend down to grab the Snickers bar. And boom, I hit ass to ass with somebody. I'm like, oh, sorry about that. And I turned around. And no joke, it was my history teacher at the time. She was like, at first, I was like, oh, this person really looks like her. And then we both looked at each other like, no. The first thing was brought up, like, how?
Yeah.
How did we, exact same time, not even off the highway. Like, if it was off the highway, I would have been like, all right. You know,
yeah.
I could see that, going to the same spot. But no, dude, this is a random town in Georgia. We were heading to Atlanta, I think. And
it's
our jaws both drop, hit the floor like that. We both became a little closer after that moment, too. Like, we saw each other after spring break, and we were like, hey.
Remember the gas station? That weird gas station where we were just, like, and you think, like, in the big picture of things, was it meant to be something more? Like, was it something in the grand scheme of things that, like, it was meant to happen? Like, why? Out of all the, and yours is really trippy, too, because out of all the gas stations to stop at, out of all the like, exits to take, you know, all the places.
Any given time.
It happened to be right there. Yeah. Yeah, dude.
And it was one of the teachers I liked, too. It could have been a really crappy teacher. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was just a good experience. We both left that gas station like, I think we're going to have a good trip this spring break. I don't know why. I can already feel it, though.
That one teacher that you hated, like, oh, no. No.
Right.
Ends up staying right next to you at the same hotel when you actually is like, no, this is terrible. This is awful.
Just knock them out in Georgia. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Boom. Yeah, they can't get me here. It's weird, man. It's weird. Like, it's just, why? Why does this happen? You know, out of this whole place, this whole crazy world. It's got
small world, man.
Small world, man. We got some great answers on Facebook. I want to hear from you, too. All right, 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What was your, wow, this really is a small world moment? We'll hear from you when we get back. Stick around.
WIRX, everything that rocks.
All right, good morning. It's
good song for a Monday.
Yeah, perfect song for a Monday and us. 7:48, the Plan B Morning Show. Your topic of the day brought to you by Specialite, Indicator, and Benton Township. What was your, wow, this really is a small world moment.
Wow.
Let's take a phone call quick. What was your, wow, this is a really small world moment? WIRX, hello.
Yeah, so we were in Europe and decided to go out to the Monte Carlo Casino.
Okay.
Ran into the next door neighbors from Kalamazoo, Michigan, that we live next door to.
No way.
No way. Don't kidding. Honest to God.
Did you know they were taking a trip too, or any idea?
Had no idea. Nope. Just saw them in the casino. Same time.
That's so weird, dude. It kind of freaked you out a little bit.
It was weird. All right, man. Take care.
All right, see you, bud. That would just, like, wait a minute. I thought you were going to be house-sitting for us. What are you doing here?
Situation like that is like you go there and you spend more time with them in Europe than you do when they're right next to you.
That's usually how it goes. But like, honestly, honey, I don't know their name. Like, you got to figure out what their name is.
We've never really met them.
We've been living next to them for 8 years. It's ridiculous.
Right.
It's ridiculous. Let's see. We got some great answers on Facebook. What was your, wow, this is a really small world moment. Kathy said, back in 93, I was working on Long Island. I flew home for my grandmother's funeral. I got on a plane at LaGuardia, and my mom's best friend and her family were there.
Wow.
Like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Yeah. Such an uplifting moment, yeah. You know?
Hey, I know you, man.
Hey.
Let's see. Jennifer had kind of a crazy one. So she said, so my ex was trying to kill me. And the neighbor went out to vape. He heard me screaming and called the cops. That saved my life. A year later, I met my current husband. He worked at a vape shop. Come to find out, he was the one who sold my neighbor the vape he was using that night. So in hindsight, my hubby actually saved my life indirectly. That's crazy. Thank you. God.
Maybe you should start vaping.
Yeah,
maybe that's a sign.
What are the chances? What are the chances? Let's see. Josh said, when I ran into my cousin at the local Hot Now back in 84. Hot Now. Is that old sandwich shop or something?
Yeah, it used to be on Napier, right?
Oh, I don't know.
Is that what it was? I think Hot Now. Yeah, I think it was on Napier. I think that's what it was.
I've heard people mention Hot Now before. So Hot and Now. Let's see. Jessica said, I'm from Washington State, born and raised. Moved here 10 years ago with my husband. When my mom came to visit, we went to South Bend. She told me my great-grandfather, who came to America on a ship from Poland after the First World War, came to South Bend, Indiana, to stay with an uncle before he made his way west to Washington, where he lived for the rest of his life and raised his family. He died when I was two, but how wild is that? He knew as an adult I would live only 30 miles away from the place where my great-grandfather lived. That's weird. Wow. Out of all the places, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right there.
South Bend, Indiana.
Yep, right down. Let's see. We got.
I wonder if he flew Allegiant to us.
I don't know if I was around at that point. Yeah, he flew Spirit Airlines there out of South Bend right there. Yeah, all the way.
Convenient.
It was terrible back then, too. Let's see. Melody said, when I found out in 2015 that a good friend and I, who I met in 2013, actually had met in 99-2000 when I was in eighth grade helping their first grade class. We found an old yearbook of his that I recognized as one of my students. That's weird.
Wow.
That's weird. I'm trying to think if I've had any recently running into people.
I got one real quick.
Yeah.
And I just remembered this. Why didn't I bring this up? In Florida 2 weeks ago. I know I keep bringing up Florida. You're probably sick and tired of hearing about Florida. But Florida 2 weeks ago, walking to the bathroom at our resort in Clearwater, Florida. And I'm walking into the bathroom and I hear somebody say behind me in a distance, is that water? I'm like, oh, I think I heard my name.
Yeah.
Hey, Hunter. You can kind of tell, like, he's, like, said it and looked away.
Yeah, he's kind of like, yeah, see, like, if you see react, if I reacted.
And I did. I turned around and go, it is Hunter. Ted Sweet. I don't know if anybody knows Ted Sweet around here, but Ted Sweet was in Clearwater at the same resort, same time. And it was. It was almost like, dude, it was almost like, you know, I don't want to say it was awkward, but it was like, dude, do I sit here and hang out with him? Yeah. Is he trying to, you know? I don't know what to do. Let's do a shot later or something.
You might as well. It's for the Michigan boys. That's what you got to do. Yeah. Man, it's weird, dude. No matter how big it seems, it's a small world after all. All right. Well, now I'm all kind of tripped out right now. I don't know if I want to talk about this because it's freaking me out, man. I think there's higher powers at play here. Mm-hmm. There's something afoot. There's trouble afoot at the Circle K. Anyway, all right, we're going to take a break. We got more coming up. Stick around.
What's better?